With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Mr. Trump says, quote, "We have nothing to hide, and it's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetuated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect from the great success of the Republican Party." President Trump, meanwhile, says it's vitally important to keep Congress informed in his dealings with Venezuela.
We like to keep Congress involved. I mean, we're stopping drug dealers and drugs to come from coming into our country. And I actually told Marco and some of the people, our Secretary of State is doing a great job, by the way. I said, go to Congress and let them know we're not letting drugs come through Mexico. We're not letting them come through Venezuela. And let Congress know about it. We don't have to get their approval, but I think letting them know is good.
Iran is claiming now that it is no longer enriching uranium. Here's correspondent John Cambrell.
The IAEA Board of Governors is going to meet. There is a proposal that's in the works that could see Iran face further tensions there. And Iran itself still hasn't started any sort of negotiations with the United States over the nuclear program. There's also concerns here that Israel could strike Iran again. All this together means that tensions are going to remain high for the foreseeable future. But Iran is trying to signal that it isn't enriching and is trying to signal to the world that potentially negotiations might be possible.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has joined the advisory board of Ukraine's leading defense company, Firepoint, that company known for its long-range drones that can easily strike deep inside Russia. This is SRN News. A look now at the religious practices of America's senior citizens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 56% of people who are age 65 and older say they pray at least once a day. 36% also report attending worship services in person at least once a month. There's definitely an outreach opportunity for churches amongst America's elderly. The Pew poll also reports that more than a third of people, 65 and up, say they feel lonely at least some of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
World's dwindling community of Holocaust survivors issuing a warning about the current surge in global anti-Semitism. One survivor says, "We live in an era equivalent to 1938. Synagogues are burned, people in the street are attacked. Assaults on Jews has increased dramatically since Hamas launched its attack in 2023. This is SRN News. The UN's top human rights body holding a one-day special session to highlight hundreds of killings at a hospital in Sudan's Darfur region, as well as many other atrocities blamed on paramilitary forces fighting the army in that African country. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Volker Turk, the UN human rights chief, says the atrocities that are unfolding in El Fasher were foreseen and preventable. They constitute the gravest of crimes. Last month, the RSF seized El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur, and rampaged through the Saudi hospital in the city, killing more than 150 people, according to the WHO.
Last month, the RSF seized El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur, then managed to rampage through the Saudi hospital. There, they killed nearly 500 people. More details, SRNnews.com.